Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard.
What these terms be when they sound?
I'm not even talking into the fucking mic.
See, too much to rock.
You think they heard me still?
Did what?
You think they heard me still while I wasn't on the mic? Oh my gosh.
Do your intro again.
Fuck.
Start. Do it again.
Hi guys. Welcome back to Heard the Podcast. I'm your host, Danny. We're on all podcast streaming platforms. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel, HER-D, on YouTube. Like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend, all those good things. Anyway, like I was saying, because I'm sipping on Ciroc and I was talking for 5 minutes. I was talking without the mic being up to my mouth, but what I was saying was Diddy is suing DeLeon or whatever, right. And I guess he's mad about them not promoting it enough, and how he feels like they promote Casamigos, and they don't promote DeLeon as much as they promote Casamigos.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not really so, because DeLeon is like a cognac, right?
Nah, it's like a tequila. I think
it's not tequila. DeLeon is not it's tequila.
I don't think so.
I thought DeLeon was a cognac. We have Google at our fingertips, guys.
I ain't a drinker, so.
What?
I said I ain't a drinker. But,
I'm not really a drinker either. I just only drink. I drink, you know, whenever it's convenient. You know, so, and I can't really smoke right now. I can't smoke and stay full. This is the thing, right? I don't know how people can just wake and bake and just like start their day. After I smoke, I am not 100%. Like, yeah. I can't fucking function. Like, I'm just high as fuck.
Just feel lazy.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how y'all can just wake and bake and just like be productive with y'all day. That's crazy. But big ups to y'all. Anyway, let me see something, because I could have swore that DeLeon was a cognac. Maybe I'm tripping. Yes. Oh, it is the tequila.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, why did I think it was a cognac?
Yeah, I was like, wait. I don't know.
Maybe I get DeLeon and Duce mixed up, because Duce will knock you the fuck out. Okay, Duce. Oh my god. So I was at Brown. So Brown Sugar. I had her on the show a couple episodes ago. She shot the video for one of her songs. And I was in the video and stuff. I was doing cameos and stuff like that. And we were high as fuck. They were like giving me shots of fucking Duce. I was like, oh my fucking god, we in DC. Mind you, I have to drive up back up to Baltimore when we're fucking done.
Right.
So I was smoking, of course, and I was taking shots of fucking Duce. Oh my god.
You had to regroup in the car.
I did.
I also had to,
you know. The wings from Pisano's haven't tasted any better than that one day when I got them wings after I got high. As fuck.
They fire.
They fire when you sober too?
Yeah.
Them shits, I fucked them shits up. Okay.
What you get?
I just got like the Asian zing sauce on top.
Oh, I haven't had that yet, but them joints be fire though.
The wings is fire as shit, and the fries is good too. I love good fries.
Fries is amazing.
I was on Twitter this morning, and somebody was saying how they were saying like they would never like pay $14, like, you know, charging $14 for one burger, and that's it, is just fucked up. And I was like
it's not.
I said $14 for a burger is crazy, but I'll only do that if I, because the sides aren't included, so I would do that if, right. I would buy fries with it. So, because I would never just buy a burger by itself for $14. I just don't do it. I'd rather buy fries and spend $20 on burger and fries rather than me spending $14 on one burger.
Right.
I'd rather just do that, even though it's expensive. For burger and fries is expensive. But I'd rather just do that instead of me paying for. And the thing is, like, if you're at these places, like, even like people, like places like Green Turtle and stuff.
Yeah, they be charging.
They should be charging. Like, them chicken sandwiches just be crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. But like places like that, you know, they those places where, like, they make the sandwiches and stuff, like, just, yeah, like Green Turtle. It's like, if it's a bar, Green Turtle, or just like anywhere, it's this, mm-hmm, place called The Local Fry in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I got me a bomb ass chicken sandwich from there. The chicken sandwich was like $15 by itself, so I bought fries with it, so I think I spent like I think the sandwich was like 13 something. The sandwich was expensive, mm-hmm, but I bought fries and I ended up spending like a little under 20,
right,
for the sandwich and fries.
But the shit was fire.
But the shit was fucking fire. And like the burger was, it was like a real chicken sandwich. It was like a real ass chicken sandwich.
It was
like a big, it was a big chicken sandwich, and right, the fries were bomb as fuck. I love those I love those French fries where it's like it has that like that like crust outer shell to it. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can't compare it to anything. I can't compare it to anything else. But it's like those fries that they you know they just made these shits. Like it has that crust layer on top.
I'm hungry.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But no. So if I can get, but no, it's called the local fry in Baltimore. That shit fire. If y'all ever in Baltimore,
I'm gonna put this in.
Go
my
ahead.
Notes.
Go to the local fry.
Local fry.
You will not be let down. You will not be disappointed. That shit is bomb. Okay? That shit is fire. I fuck that sandwich up.
Shout out to the local fry. Shout out to the local fry. I will be there. Oh, 40th Street. West 40th Street.
That shit fire.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I need to. But, you know, spending money on food, meals and stuff, that shit will fuck your pockets.
Yeah. Hey, but we love to eat.
But people will buy food, though.
Yeah, gotta eat.
People will buy fucking food, man. Damn, that's one business. Like when it comes to like the beauty industry and the food industry, those are two very lucrative markets. Like you can never go wrong with that shit.
Not at
like
all.
I gotta figure out how to like, yeah, like beauty and like apparel and like food. Mm-hmm. Those are like things where you can then make more. I'm gonna just. Should I say this on the mic or should I just do it? Because I saw something online the other day and, you know, someone was saying, I guess it was the founder and CEO of Spanx. You know, she was on TikTok saying, you know, one thing I learned, you know, about being an entrepreneur, like, don't tell people your ideas. Yeah, just do it. True. You don't want them to, like, put their insecurities out on you. You don't want them to, you know, whatever. It might be a good idea, but they just might understand it. Yeah. Only tell the idea to people that you plan on, you know, using them to help you with the idea, like, you know, that you have them help you with.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me off camera, though.
I will. I will tell J-Rob. I tell J-Rob. Yeah, I'm going to tell J-Rob because, yeah, he's not a hater.
Nope.
But, yeah, anyway, so the BET Awards came on last weekend. And I don't know, these awards, I don't really get excited for award shows like that anymore. And I heard that this BET Awards, I heard that it was like 80%, the audience was 80% seat fillers.
For real?
Yeah, but you know, but it is a weird time though, because like a lot of people are on tour, like SZA's on tour, Beyonce's on tour.
Right.
You know, people are out in Paris from I think, is it Paris Fashion Week or they were just out there for Pharrell's?
I think a lot of them was out there for Pharrell, for sure.
Yeah. You know, everyone's out of town. So, I mean, but I caught it, you know, while I was on the road driving and stuff. And I happened to you know, cut on the Xfinity app. I happened to cut it on. Like, let me just play it and see what's going on, whatever. And I cut it on just in time. Mm-hmm. And when I cut it on, like 2 seconds after I cut on the show on my phone.
What happened?
The Migos came out.
Oh, that's, you was praying for that.
I was like, oh my God. Cause you know what? I always knew in the back of my head that they had to reunite somehow. They had to come together because they just have way too much history together.
Facts.
But I didn't think that it would be this soon. I thought it would take a couple of years, honestly, because they were beefing real bad.
Right.
And like, you know, they, you know, Quavo and Takeoff had a whole album and Quavo was just like, you know, kind of low-key taking shots off that a little bit on the album, like just mad about how, you know, just how things played out and things like that. But
I'm glad they hashed it.
I don't think that they're all the way back or whatever, but they, I feel like they pulled it together for, because, you know, of course they say they did it for Takeoff, but like, you know, they did it for Takeoff and also like they did it for, I don't want to be corny, the culture, you know what I'm saying? Like they did it, they had, because it's like, you know, I feel like Quavo and Takeoff's album was pretty good. It was a pretty good album, but like, you know, they did a couple of performances with just the two of them,
right.
You know, right after, but there's nothing like all three of them. There's nothing, even though I was like, they had a really good album. Quavo had a really, really, really good album. Even their solo projects, all of them, mm-hmm. they have good projects, but it's just nothing like all the three of them.
Right.
Like, I don't want to just see two. It's just, even on stage, like just seeing two, like it's just, no, it's nothing like all three of them on stage. And like, they couldn't just, they had to put it aside because it's just like, this is like, y'all are the Migos. Like, this is like a real, like, y'all are like icons. Like, y'all are like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand why they did. It wasn't just for Takeoff. It was like for
everything.
Mm-hmm. The fan base, their legacy. You know what I'm saying? They have a legacy and they had to honor Takeoff. It's not like you can't just, you know, because Quavo, he did his own little solo tribute on the Grammys. Right. Cool, that's the Grammys. But the BET Awards, like, and y'all don't y'all perform there several times as a group, like, there's no way that you couldn't mend things with Offset to just do this. But their performance was beautiful. I heard that they had to pull it together last minute. I heard that they, because, you know, Quavo and Offset, they were separate, but they were both out in Paris for Pharrell's Louis Vuitton show. And they said, Offset was saying how he said, you know, him and Quavo got off the flight from Paris and went straight to rehearsals and pulled it together before the show. But it was really, I'm like, oh my God. And I loved how, you know, they played Takeoff's verse from Hotel Lobby, the song with just him and Quavo on it. And I love how, like, Offset was out there with Quavo, like, you know, doing it. And, like, they had the spotlight with the rocket in the middle, because that's where he's supposed to be at right there. Like, it all goes back to Migos. Even though, like, Hotel Lobby was just Quavo Takeoff's song from their album, it all goes back to Migos, because Offset's on stage performing the song with Quavo. Like, it all ties back to the Migos. It's a full circle. It all came back.
Always.
And I'm sure, you know, rappers, like, they record songs all the time, like, back to back. I'm sure Offset probably heard the song before it came out. I'm sure Offset probably was on the song before it came out. They probably took him off. It just goes back to Migos. And then they play Bad and Bougie, like, they're like, so, even though I feel like, you know, Bad and Bougie is like a classic Migos song, but, you know, Migos, they have other, like, classics. If you were there, you know what I'm saying, everybody wasn't there at first, but, you know, if you were there, you know. But, like, Bad and Bougie, we all know that Bad and Bougie, like, really, like, skyrocketed and, like, really put them up there.
For sure.
Oh, it was just like, I was like, oh my God.
You shed a tear.
And, you know, Offset was at Takeoff's birthday party gathering that they had in memoriam of him. So that was cool, too. I wonder what the conversation was like, because I know Cardi B was cussing him out backstage one time. It probably took Quavo's family to cuss him out, too, because, like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, you know, Quavo took off uncle and nephew. Right. Cool. But you cannot deny all three of y'all. You can't deny the Migos. You can't deny Offset's contribution. Like, they definitely, I will say this, and I said this when they first, like, broke up. You know, I understand, like, you know, I assumed that it was, like, a business situation where Offset wasn't happy with the business side of things. And, you know, he beefing with QC and this and that, this and that, this and that. And I understand, like, you know, they were upset. Like, damn, nigga, we're a group. Like, fuck this. We're a family. And on top of that, like, Offset was in jail when they
first came out, right?
Yeah, and, like, they held it down for him,
right?
So it's like, nigga, you can't. So I get the whole situation, but at the end of the day, you can't deny Offset's contribution to that fucking group. You just can't.
It's all
they all need each other.
Can't take one without the other.
So, Quavo got an album coming out soon, a solo album coming out soon. So hopefully, you know, there's nothing to, like, misinterpret there when it comes to, hopefully there's no Offset shots or whatever, and, you know.
Hope not.
And I hope that things work out with Offset, because I really do want to hear, like, a solo Offset album again, because I guess, you know, they're blocking him from releasing music and things like that, some shit that's going on. So hopefully that gets all worked out and stuff. But anywho. Doja Cat announced her tour, and I was excited. I screamed.
You gonna be there?
I bought my ticket already. Oh, yes.
Oh, you already got it?
Oh, sure did.
Oh, damn.
I sure did. Row? No, but it's good seats. But you know where I'm gonna be front row at, though?
What?
Beyonce. I got some good ass seats for that motherfucking show. I sure do.
You gonna walk up
front? I got some good ass seats. But no, but I've been dying to see Doja Cat live in concert. I almost saw her 2 years ago.
Oh, you never saw
at
her.
The iHeart festival concert thing they had. But I guess she had to drop out because it was like a COVID issue.
Oh, okay.
So she had to drop out of it. So I only saw Megan and Sweetie and stuff. But, like, this is her tour. And so for her tour, Ice Spice and Doechii are opening. I guess Ice Spice is opening up for the East Coast dates, and that's what it seems like. And Dochi's opening for the West Coast date. That's what it seems like to me. Mm-hmm. So the show that I'm going to, Ice Spice is going to be opening up. And I love Ice Spice's music. I think that, you know, I always felt a way about her stage presence. I think it's getting better. Mm-hmm. I think that she, you know, I'm sure she sees everything. I know she sees the feedback and things like that. And I feel like, even with her BET World performance, like, I feel like it was a lot of effort there. I feel like it was a really cute performance. I feel like she was dancing. I feel like it was a way better progression than what we've seen before.
Right.
I think that she did really good at the Hot 97 Bash, or what you call it?
Summer Jam.
Mm-hmm. I think she did good there. So I can't wait to see her just progress and grow as an artist. She has really good music. I love her look. Like I said, you know, I love when the girls are individuals.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And I think that, I really do think that she'll be around for a long time.
She is.
I want to see her. So she's, of course, the whole EP Deluxe thing that I was like, Deluxe.
Right.
But so I guess that's coming out soon with a couple of new songs. And then I guess just in time for Doja Cat's, you know, I want to see how her set is for her opening, mm-hmm. For Doja. And I also want to see, she has another song with Nicki Minaj for the Barbie soundtrack, which was pretty cute. Right. The video was cute too. I think that I want to see her. I also want to see Ice Spice like feature on like some rap, some guys songs.
Right, some different shit.
Yeah, and I'm surprised I haven't seen that yet. Cause usually when a girl gets up there,
she probably got some in the cut.
Yeah, I want to see some. I wonder who you think she would be good on a song with, like a rap nigga.
Wonder how she would sound with.
And you know she's a drill girl too.
Right. I don't know.
I don't want to say Favia.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like is drill still a thing? Is that still? Is it kind of like
people still do it?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like who would Ice Spice? Like what rap guy would Ice Spice go well with on a song? I don't know. Playboy, no. I want to hear ASAP Ferg feature for her. I do. Just for New York.
I might be into it.
Yeah, because you know what I love about? I love Ferg's like ad-libs and his woo, his shit he be doing. Ooh, that shit he be doing. That's my shit.
His energy is crazy.
Yeah, who the fuck would Ice Spice be a good on a song with?
Wheezy.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. But I mean, like a
somebody new.
Yeah, like a newer nigga, I want to hear Ice Spice in Future though. I want to hear Ice Spice in Future. I do.
That might be interesting.
I do.
See how that goes.
Did you listen to Gunna and Young Thug's albums?
I hear you. I only heard some songs.
I gave a full listen through for both of them, and people were saying. That like a lot of people were saying on Twitter that Gunna kind of ate up Young Thug's album a little bit.
They
were saying like they go back to Young Thug's album and repeat more songs than what they do with Thug's.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Who album did you like?
I like both, honestly, for what it was. Mm-hmm. But you know, I always felt like Gunna and Young Thug were like similar in sound to me anyway.
Right.
But. You know, Gunna had a good album, and he didn't have any features. You know, anybody trying to fuck with him publicly no more. But features, and it was a solid album with no fucking features. And you know, Young Thug, you know, he has the usual Drakes and Futures and Travis Scott's and 21 Savages and things like that on his album. So those are like cool cheat codes. But of course, like Young Thug is like an icon too. So like, you don't even need them niggas. But like, he still had them niggas on the song. But
that's crazy. Though.
Yeah, I think Gunna got some solid joints on there. I ain't gonna hold you. Well, do you think how much you want to bet like Gunna had them songs already?
Yeah,
and Gunna actually had features. How much you want to bet that he had to take niggas off? How much you want to bet that he had to take niggas off because they wouldn't fuck with him?
I can believe it.
You think so? How much you want to bet that Thug had on Thug's album? He had songs with Gunna, but he took Gunna. Oh, how much you want to bet that happened?
I don't think that happened.
You don't think that Gunna had any? You don't think that Thug had Gunna on his album at first?
I don't know.
Because, he said something like, because they were trying to say that he was dissing Sweetie in one of his songs, mm-hmm. and he had to, like, come back and say, no, this is the real lyric.
Right.
And I made this song 7 years ago.
Right.
So I'm sure, like I said, like, y'all be recording songs left and right.
Yeah.
Y'all be holding on to shit. But you still don't think.
Maybe you cut him out. Maybe you cut him off.
Okay.
On a few songs, maybe. Uh-huh.
Because on the Gunna's album, I definitely do feel like that he had to take some niggas off.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a couple songs like I feel like I can hear Travis on this. I feel like I can hear so-and-so on this. I feel like I can hear so. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, that's possible, though. So, you know, because you don't get intertwined with all that shit that everybody talking about right now. I get it completely.
I still don't know this nigga shit. I don't know it.
Oh,
I don't know the ins and outs of. I don't know if he snitched or what. I don't know the technicalities. I don't know.
The court of the public opinion is a little. It's always outweighs the real sometimes.
I just feel like people that aren't in that life shouldn't be commenting too much on this.
Yeah, it shouldn't be commenting at all.
Yeah. Because, nigga, what would you do? Type of thing, you know?
What would you do?
But then also, it's just, it really raises the question, like, would you really sit down or would you really just pick your freedom?
Right.
Like, would you pick your reputation among your peers or would you pick your freedom at this point?
Mm-hmm.
As a grown-ass man.
Right.
30s, almost 30, whatever. Like, what are you choosing? You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure most people pick freedom.
Because no one really had to, you know.
Hey, look, I don't know.
I don't know, dog. You saw how they sentenced Casanova 15 years. Oh, and they sentenced Tax Stone for 35 years, man.
Look, stay outside. Stay in the house if you can. Go out when you need to.
Because we've been waiting on Tax for like 5 years now, though. Because he was arrested like five. It was like 7 years.
It seemed like a year.
Yeah.
I remember Tax Stone listening to his joint. Like,
me too.
12, 13. Something like that.
Like 14, some shit like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. I hope he gets out less than 34, but damn.
It's crazy.
Ooh. And like, I just always wanted like people that are in jail. Just like when you're, incarcerated, what's incarcerated mean?
Locked up.
Like for a long period of time, right?
No, just in jail, locked up. I guess it can be just depending on how long.
Let's Google it. And honestly, guys, you know what? I might cut this out. I might not cut that part out. If I got a fucking question, I'm going to fucking ask it. Give a fuck.
Ain't no such thing as a stupid question.
I want to really know what the word incarcerated means. I want to motherfucking know. Because doesn't that mean a long-term sentence?
Nah, I always remember it as just getting locked up.
And then what's the difference between jail and prison?
So county jail.
Okay.
Shit like that. Yeah.
Okay, but prison is more of a federal situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I've never been to jail enough, but I definitely watch a lot of shows.
I've been locked up. I've definitely been locked up. I've been in a holding cell. I was in a holding cell. Then we were in the real cell, and then I got out like later on that day.
Oh yeah, you was wild here wilding.
I was wilding like shit. And I had to get it scrubbed.
Yeah, just incarcerated just mean in prison or confined, simply. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In prison, yeah. But it's just like I wanna talk to someone one day that was formerly incarcerated or just whatever. Like, I wanna know, like, what is the? I'm sure there's mental breakdowns and meltdowns and all types of shit. But what is the mindset when you're serving a long period of time? Like, what's your mindset? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you keep in mind to just keep going? You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of mental strength. We gotta get Wallow on this joint.
I would love to have Wallow on my show. Should I speak that into existence?
Yeah, Wallow.
I mean, I met Wallow before a couple times. I've been in the same, I've been in the same building, the same room as Wallow a couple times. Maybe I should manifest Wallow on this motherfucking show.
Hey,
I mean, he be in DC. You a Philly nigga. You right up the highway for real, for real. You're not even that far, my nigga. For real, for real. But no, so, yeah. Ooh, Lord of mercy.
Jail and prison basically is just a length of sentence.
Okay. So prison is more so a long term sentence, exactly, and jail is more so like a short term situation.
Yeah. And penitentiary is a whole nother world.
What's that?
The penitentiary, that's like maximum.
Oh yeah. Ooh, Lord of mercy.
Yeah.
Ooh, killers.
Yeah.
Death row type of niggas. That's that death row type of shit.
Hey, it's crazy out here. It's crazy. Yeah.
Ooh. Crazy. Is that one of your biggest fears, going to jail?
Once my mother told me at a young age she would never come see me in jail, I was like,
she said that? That's not true. She don't mean that.
She do.
She don't mean that.
She do. I could wholeheartedly.
She don't mean that. She would see her son. She would go to see her son.
That was a way of be like, nigga, act right.
Yeah. Get your shit together. But if this really happens, you going to jail.
And she's still not right.
She would go see you.
She won't.
I don't believe that.
Hey, I asked her if I do. I'm like, nah. She won't. She said no. Nah, hell no. Nah. And she told me that at a young age. So I'm like, oh yeah. Real early.
She would go see her son.
She
won't go.
She told everybody, all of us.
Are you the only boy or?
Nah, me and my brother.
Okay. He's older than you or younger?
Yeah, older than you.
Mm-hmm. How many years? Older.
Dang.
Older than you.
Older, just older, yeah.
Like a lot older?
Like 10 years, maybe.
Okay, my sister 8 years older than me.
Yeah, like 10 years. Yeah.
Y'all got a sister, she's 8 years older than me. She turned 38 this year.
Oh, shit. Yeah. 38. Big 38.
Yeah, right? Right? When I turn 31 next year, I'm like, I'm 31, like WON. 31. Like, they be saying, like, fine wine. 25. 25. 30. I'm 31.
You 35.
Because I won. Yeah. Anywho, okay. So yes. Okay, guys. My girl. My fave, even though she hasn't dropped an album and she's been solo for 5+ years.
Ooh, Azealia Banks.
No. Do you know me, J-Rob? Guess what girl I'm talking about. Guess what singing girl I'm talking about. If you really know me. Go ahead, J-Rob. Make a guess. Who could I be talking about? A singing girl that puts out songs here and there but doesn't have a debut album yet, and it's been 5 years and niggas is getting tired but we still love her. Who am I talking about, J-Rob? You have to know.
I'm trying to think.
You have to know. Dark skin. She's a great dancer.
Normani?
Yes.
I knew that's what you were talking about, but I know. I know.
That's your ass get for being full of shit. Go ahead, get it. The stress balls. I used to love those. It's not for stress, though. I need to get one for my desk. My home office. You squeezing that shit when somebody says some stupid shit to me. Like, just squeeze that shit.
I thought you had liquor.
You could have just walked around. I thought you had liquor in your desk. Huh? You could have just walked around in front of the camera.
There's enough space, so I won't have to block the view.
You had to just, you almost got your foot stuck.
No, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Because you left your Ciroc cups down here. That's all.
Ciroc, sponsor me. Say no. Is he suing them, too?
Who?
I think he just suing DeLeon.
Yeah, he just suing
DeLeon. I don't know. I have to look into it. Jay-Z don't got these problems.
I don't even know who owns
it. You heard me? Yeah. I said JT don't got these problems. I think he sold Ace of Spades, didn't he?
Nah, I think he still owned like 50%.
Okay.
But he let them take care of
that
shit.
Yeah, I don't got time for this shit. Fuck that shit.
I don't got time for all that extra
Give
stuff.
Give me a liquor endorsement, even though I'm a weed smoker.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We were talking about
Oh my gosh.
Sidebar, I'm gonna get back to my thing in a second, but at the Brown Sugar video, she was talking to them niggas and stuff, like her people and stuff. They were real cool. And we was talking about drugs and shit. Niggas talking about how he tried Molly, shrooms, all that shit. And we talking about Coke. And
Coke.
He tried Coke before too. And I said, yeah, I'm like, because I was talking about saying, you know, because I was high as shit. You know, now, you know, I'm still kind of drunk a little bit, but I was like, yeah, I said, have you done lines or have you done bumps? Like, what you be on? Like, He's like, I've done lines, I've done bumps, like I've done whatever. And I said, oh shit, for real? And I was just like, we were talking about how like it's like a stigma against like Coke and shit. But like, even though we all drink and smoke and shit, there's this stigma against Coke.
It is.
And honestly, there is. And I get why, because like Coke is like a killer. But like, even also alcohol is a killer as well. But
all of that shit is.
But like, it's like we just really like put an emphasis on Coke. Like, you cokehead, bitch, you a cokehead. Like, we just really love saying that shit. Like, saying somebody's a cokehead is like whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Hurts the soul.
Yeah, like you a cokehead, bitch. That's what you do, coke. Da 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 da. You cokehead. You a crackhead. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you are like, it's like you versus like calling somebody you're an alcoholic. You're a fucking alcoholic. No, that don't sting that much.
Nah,
you're a pothead. That don't sting that much. Bitch, you're a cokehead, bitch. You cokehead, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That really like whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
You know?
No, I feel it.
Yeah.
It definitely hits different. It's different. Cokehead.
I was like, yeah, I never did a line before.
All is this at the video shoot? This what happened at the video shoot?
Yeah, while they were fucking throwing fucking, they were like tossing fucking Douce shots at me, saying like, drink this, here. Like, but we talked about coke and shit, and you know, whatever. Like,
as long as I had fun and protected.
We had a great time. Okay. Like I said, okay. The Douce and the weed really made those Pisano wings. Whoa, okay.
I'm gonna have to get some Pisano
wings. And honestly, another thing too. I am an actual, like, I'm a legit wing eater.
Nah, wings is fire.
No.
Oh.
I am a legit wing eater. Like, I love drums. I love drumsticks. People always love the flats more, but I love drumsticks more because it's easy for me to eat, whatever. But when I do eat flats, I love flats as well. But I'm a good flats eater. Like, I twist the bone, pull it out. Dip it, it's like I pull the bone out. Right. Like, it's a technique. You twist it and you pull the bone out, and it's the chicken.
Right.
Boom, dip it, boom. You don't got to do all this like, and da, 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 da. Like, no. I'm a legit wing eater. I know how to eat my wings properly. I'm not going to do all this and then pushing through the hole and do all that. No.
Right.
No. Right. I know how to eat wings, as you can tell, because I'm a big girl. But I know how to eat fucking wings. I don't like that fucking weird shit y'all be doing. That at some point, learn how to eat fucking flats, because if you still biting it and then pushing through the hole and doing all that extra, that's childish. Grow up.
Dang.
Grow
I
up.
Gotta, I gotta grow up.
It's like, childish. Grow up, and that's how you get shit in your fucking teeth. If you know how to eat the flats right, twist the bone, pull that bit, it slides right on out. The bone slides out, and then you won't have no shit in your fucking teeth. Seriously, learn how to eat wings right. Learn how to eat them flats right. For real.
PSA.
And also, we black. Like, when I was growing up, I had to eat. When I was eating chicken, I had to clean. This still me on your bone. No, eat that. You ain't finished with that yet. We clean the bone. Shit. I'm sure your uncles and them clean that, but they suck the bone. They suck that shit off. They clean the bone off. The very least you could do was learn how to fucking eat wings properly. That's all I have to say. Anywho.
Eat your wings. Wings 101.
Cause like, I think we're adults. Why are you still picking that and then pushing the no, twist the bone, pull that, it comes out. Twist, pull. That's it.
Twist, pull. Got you. Go to Pisano's. I'm a twist, pull.
You can literally dead ass like know that. You can YouTube how to eat flats.
It tastes better though when you don't have to do all that.
Do a what?
Twist and pull.
No, it don't. It's stupid. When you do like this, like that's too much. Twist the bone, it slides out. The bone slides out. Grow up.
Oh shit.
Grow up.
Like, oh man.
For real, like what the fuck? No. It's just way easier, and then you can dip it easier too. Mm-hmm. When you doing all this, you gotta dip it in like the sideways, and then do like that. And then no, boom, dip, and then what's that noise? When remember when Scooby Doo eat his Scooby sandwiches, like the big Scooby, and he like that
right,
noise
right,
that.
Right. Yeah. Oh man.
Anywho.
Oh man.
Grow up, say no. That's gonna be the name of the show. Grow up. It's gonna be, I'm gonna name the show. I'm gonna name the show.
You wanna name it Grow Up?
No, I'm gonna name it
What?
Chicken Fingers.
Wow. Oh wow. All right.
Chicken Fingers.
Ciroc and Chicken Fingers. Gotcha.
Ooh.
Ciroc and Chicken Fingers.
Chicken and beer. Like Ludacris?
Yeah. You got magnified your head on the cover.
Oh, ooh, Lord of mercy. I don't drink. This is why I give a drink is fucking Ciroc. Is Ciroc a tequila or is that? No, it's not.
It's, I think it is. It's vodka. Like a, it's like a, oh yeah, vodka. Vodka, yeah. Flavored vodka.
Ooh. Have I even drank De Leon before? I don't know if I even drank De Leon before.
I don't even know.
In
your journey in the clubs? I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm sure you have, though.
Maybe I have by accident. I don't know.
You just forgot how it tastes.
I don't know. I don't really, even when I go out, I don't really even buy my own drinks.
I know. No woman does. I know.
If you working with something, you don't got to buy nothing. You go to the motherfucking club.
If you're working with something, you ain't got to buy nothing.
Girl.
Back
then. Anywho. Yes, Normani, my bad, guys. So of course, you know, we love Normani, and I talked about, we all know, you know, she hasn't released a solo project yet, and you know, she still trends on Twitter every other week with no album out, which mm-hmm. is like, sis, like, you still have that impact, you're still that fucking girl. Like, I just feel like, what's that?
It's been pops all the time now. Oh, okay. At this point, I don't know.
Well, the doors are locked, so it's, we're good.
I mean, it's 4th of July. Oh, it sounds like fireworks. Yeah. Nah, yeah.
Don't do that.
Because
you know where we at. Yeah. Don't do that shit.
Nah, it was a shooting recently, but.
Around here?
Yeah, but
I bet it was.
I ain't hear it until everybody was saying it was a shooting. I was like, oh, I ain't know. I'm in here. Cool.
With the code, you got a coded door. You good. Yeah. At the end of the day. Yeah. That's why I love the studio. It's nice and safe, even when you're on the inside, not the outside. But on the inside, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, What you know when Monique make a joke? She was like, oh, she was screaming and stuff. Like, oh yes. Woo! Like, she be doing all that extra shit. Like, you don't watch Monique?
I gotta watch her new thing.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yeah, I haven't watched her new thing.
Anyway, but yeah, so. Yeah, so Normani's that girl. We already know this. Okay, so she has a commercial now. She was recently in a commercial for Bose headphones. It's called Bose. Mm-hmm. The headphones. Or like the sound systems, because they have like stereos and stuff too, right?
Everything,
they have like a whole Bose store in Towson Mall. Do they have one here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she has like an endorsement deal with Bose, and she previewed one of her songs, Candy Paint, which already leaked. But I mean, whether she's promoting it, which is cool. Like she's in the commercials, like, so I feel like she's like slowly rolling out.
Right.
So here's the thing. I'm still hoping, whatever. I'm not gonna go too hard on her, because there's been plenty of episodes in the past where I've gone hard on, like, you know, where's the album, sis? Like, what's going on? What are you doing? Blah blah blah. So she did an interview with them, and you know, she did a recent interview, and in the interview she revealed that, you know, her mother has cancer, like, which, you know, a lot of her friends already knew that. But then also shortly after she found out her mother had cancer, she was dealing with that. She found out that her father also had cancer. So both her parents were battling cancer. Mm-hmm. So that's, of course, that's why, you know, she's focused on family and not really focused on music, or focused on, like, I guess, putting out music.
Right.
Because Normani has, I'm going to get to this in a second, next, actually. Normani has been recording tons of songs. Like, she has a lot of songs out. And, you know, Twitter, for the last, like, few months now, like, you know, there's, like, Normani leaks here and there on Twitter and all that stuff. She was supposed to be on a song with Dua Lipa. She has a lot of leaks that are out. Periodically, they come out and stuff. So, and we already know that she's been in the studio. We've seen pictures of her in the studio. Mm-hmm. We know she's recording. But right. She just hasn't put the music out yet. And I feel like it's because of the family, her family issues. And that's totally understandable. So, right. I'm grown, so I'm not going to get on her about that. That's her choice, whatever. But she's been working. She's been recording music. So, like I said, Twitter, you know, there's, like, leaks here and there on Twitter. So, on YouTube, I discovered on YouTube, you know, all her leaks are on. So I think 2 weeks ago, I found a whole bunch of her leaked songs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I listened to a lot of them, and they're really good.
Right.
So some of them are, like, outdated, but some of them are really, really good. I hope that she releases them, mm-hmm. even though it's, like, a full leak. I don't know how that works. And also, like, I also want to know, J-Rob, real quick, like, What does it mean when someone, when their music is leaked? Who leaks music? Or like, who, like, when someone's music is leaked, what does that mean?
So basically just, so it can be, anybody can leak that shit. Like somebody from the studio, an engineer can leak the song.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that happened with Nicki Minaj's song back in the day.
Which one?
It was one. Yeah, that shit got leaked. But it ended up being a hit for her. But yeah, basically leaking is just, motherfucker just put the song out unauthorized, basically.
So you dead ass, like, you can't even trust your engineer or whoever?
I mean, it all depends on who's in
so
the circle.
So like a dead ass, like an engineer would dead ass leak someone's song like that?
Yeah, it depends on who it is. Like, especially if it's,
but like,
not,
couldn't
engineer.
Someone track that? Like, you leaked my song, nigga, because I recorded it with you.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
But
sure
they don't care. Like, can you sue someone for that? Like, what?
Nah. It's like, it's a leak. Nobody gets paid for real. Unless it does something. If you can leak the song.
Because a whole bunch of Drake songs leaked before that Certified Lover Boy. A lot of his shit leaked. Because someone sent me leaks and I heard some of his shit.
Right.
But yeah.
But hey. Yeah, it's basically just.
So, I assumed it had to be the engineer, but I can't believe, like, the engineer would really just leak.
It could be the engineer.
People's songs like that?
It could be somebody who got access to a hard drive in the studio. It could be a manager. It could be just anybody, for real, for real. Like, it's a wild stories in the music industry, but.
Wow.
Yeah, it could just be anybody, for real. Like, say, for example, you did a whole podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Somebody got access to a hard drive. Your hard drive.
You.
I mean, I don't have the files after you put them on your hard drive. So that's on you. So, so somebody take your joint off a hard drive and they leak the shit. And it was supposed to be like a Beyonce interview or something. They leaked that shit.
I wish.
And you're going to be like, oh, damn. It's fuck up everything. It could fuck up a lot of things. Like, oh, shit. It could fuck up a lot of shit. Fuck up a lot of things. Mm. But always, yeah, just protect everything. Everything you do, protect.
Do you think it. I always go back and forth when I post clips of my show. Mm-hmm. And, like, when things go, like, slightly, I don't want to use the word viral, but they slightly, you know, get a lot of feedback and stuff. Like, the clip about when I said Beyonce has lip-synced before, like, here and there. Right. Like, people didn't like that.
Of course.
People didn't like certain things I said about, another thing, too, is before Takeoff passed, I talked about on the show, like, you know, Offset isn't really blood-related to them. And I talked about how, like, a lot of groups do that. Because they do. Like, a lot of groups say, oh, they're my cousin, da-da-da. But, right, you know, right. For the brand.
Right.
And people ate me up. That's not true. It's Offset is Quavo's cousin, blood cousin. They're blood, da, 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 da. And then Offset did an interview with Vanity Fair or somewhere saying that, no, me and Quavo are not related. We met in sixth grade. I'm like, y'all niggas owe me motherfucking apology. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. What the fuck?
See.
But no, I always get afraid when I, like, because I get pretty bold on here and I say certain things. It's like, oh my gosh, would they ever, like, see, like, whatever person I'm talking about, like, would they ever see the clip and take it the wrong way or yeah, you
course.
Know.
It depends. It just
would
depends.
That fuck up my chance of, like, elevating somehow or.
Depends on the context.
Mm. Depends on the like, context. If I said Beyonce lip sync sometimes, like, if she saw that, like, she was like, oh, canceled. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, hey, if she does it, it is what it is, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people do get offended. I mean, a lot of people still get offended. No matter how big they are, they get offended too. It is what it is.
Yes. So the leaks. Sorry, it's whatever. Leaks. Yeah. So there's a lot of Normani leaks on YouTube, and I have some favorites that I actually often go back to and listen to. So one of my favorites is I'm gonna pull it up right now. I should play some because it's not officially or not a release. It's a leak, so I could play it. But I could play music on Spotify too without it being. It's the YouTube that that's like a thing.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, that I have to mute the audio or whatever for YouTube because copyright whatever. Gotcha. So one of my favorite Normani leaks is called Blessing.
Blessing.
That's my shit.
Maybe she'll put it on the album.
She has to because, like, I mean, it's a leak, but like Candy Paint is also a leak. And she's still going to release. She's still previewing it. So I don't know. But I'm going to play a little snippet of Blessing right now, which is one of my favorite Normani leaks. You think you can hear it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Feel like church when you got me on my knees. Yeah. You're my true religion, baby. Till I get you out them jeans. You got me speaking in tongues.
mama say, mama call me nana. Together a word in the language your body's holy. Holy water, the stripping got me drowning. In the spirit of the moment, she says, come and get this blessing. And I'ma come and get that blessing. She said, come and get this blessing. And I'ma come and get that blessing.
Blessing. And I love there's a song called Last Best Thing that features Kiana Lede on it. That was pretty good. Let me see. Kiana, I love the song Time Waster as well. You know, of course, Candy Paint. I love Somebody Else. She has a lot of leaks on here. I love let me see.
Go Deep
is a good one. Huh, I hope she, but it's a leak though. So what happens with leaks? Like, what happens with that? Like, do they still put them out?
Yeah, they can still put them out as a, they can still put on the album as an official song. So,
is that one? And okay, so she had a song with Sweetie that never came out. And it's when I'm gonna play a little bit of it. But from the sound of it, it sounds like it was more so Sweetie song, and she was on it. But it sounds, but it definitely sounds dated to me. And so for that song, I understand why it wasn't put out, because it sounds dated.
Right.
It's a good. It's a song. It's a good song that got put together well, but it's really dated. So I see why. But I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play a little bit of it and let you tell me what you think about it.
Feel like boys from the Bay always do it the best. He can take my attitude, let him keep me a check. Blow a pound in the skirt, you know we keep it on deck. When I pull up to the town, he the first that I hit. My boy from Decatur, he the country boy type. Like to eat it with his goals and he take every bite. His mama keep me thick cause she cook every night. Better watch what you say cause that boy like to fight. They all need standing ovations. They all need standing ovations. Icy girl be the motivation. Need the real thing, no imitation. Aren't you with me day and night? Your body day and night. I need a day and night. Whoa, aren't you with me day and night?
Yeah. It reminds me of I'm so fancy. Oh, you already know. The beat sound like fancy a little bit.
Right,
sounds dated. So right. I see why that wasn't put out.
Right.
You could tell by Sweetie's rap. It's like this sound like when she was, because Decatur, Atlanta, yeah. Like, you still with Quavo around that time, so definitely that's old.
Old news.
But yeah.
Okay. You got be an advocate and be like, yo, put these songs on the album.
I'm sure her whole Twitter is blowing up with them. She know them damn songs then leaked.
Of course.
She know them damn songs. But she's really good at I love her R&B bag. Like her R&B what would you call, because she does, like, with Wildside, that was an R&B track for sure.
Right.
But, like, it was, she could still do a full-out choreography with it. So what would you call, like R&B dance or R&B, like, R&B I don't know.
Dance.
Something like, I don't know. But, like, she's good, like, with the R&B dancey record. I love those. And I love, like, her like, the song Blessing. And, like I love, like, a good soulful R&B. So she's really good. Like, I really want her to put out the music.
That's it.
She's really good. She's really, really good. She's really good. And she opened up for Ariana Grande, one of her tours, and she did really well. I would love for Normani to, like, I understand her family issues and she's gonna do what she can, you know, when the time is right. But, like, you know, when she does or if she does, like, I would be really excited for new Normani music, new Normani projects,
right.
And like a Normani tour. Like, I would definitely go out and support for sure.
That's your girl.
Like, cause those leaks were really good. Like, Blessing is my fucking song.
You play it every day.
Yeah, I love that song. That's a really good song. I feel like that should have been put out after Wildside, honestly.
It's blessings.
Yeah, I like it.
A&R Danny in the future. A&R Danny.
Let's get it. Yes, child. Oh my god, that A&R stuff. I'm signing the A&R stuff, and then that artist team stuff is like you gotta really throw yourself into that. It's a lot. It's a lot. Okay.
It's a whole thing.
And then, okay, so I came across something. So Lotto actually was on the cover of Cosmopolitan, which is great for her. So she actually, one of the things she said in the interview was, this is a quote, she said, "I want to get in my acting bag because I see myself going out like Rihanna. I don't see myself doing music forever." So I guess she just said acting, just to throw something out there, I guess. But I definitely, like, let me know how you feel about this. Like, I definitely, you know, there's artists, like SZA has said it before, too. Like, you know, there's a lot of artists, you know, that say, like, you know, they don't want to be doing music forever. They don't want to be touring forever. Like, Rihanna has said it before. Like, you know, I don't want to tour forever. Right. I don't want to have to tour forever. Right. You know, because I guess, you know, let me know if I'm wrong. You know, artists make a lot of their money from touring and merch and things. Like, no, you don't really make the money from the actual music. You make money from, like, promoting the music, rather, if that makes sense.
Depends on your situation, but yeah.
Yeah. What you mean?
Like, the terms of your contract, mm-hmm. so forth, all that stuff like that.
In regards to, like, making money from the music?
Yeah.
So do you think people would actually make a fortune with just putting out the music?
Nah. Mm-hmm. You need more. You definitely need more. Do more stuff.
Because even Chloe said on an interview, she said, you know, think of it, because she said, like, you know, you make more money from touring and the endorsements and the merch and things like that. Like, she says, you know, think of the songs as like promo.
Yeah, as a product, right?
Yeah.
Promo.
Yeah.
Product placement.
And I'm wondering, like, you know, with Gunna, like, he put out a project, mm-hmm. but would he ever tour again? Would he ever do shows again? Like, how is that going to work?
Gotta see, because...
How's that going to work?
Gotta see. I'm sure he got some loyal fans out here. I'm sure.
But how's that going to work? And safely for him.
True. Yeah.
But these people, these artists, see how Rihanna really, like, did this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have, she's a billionaire by herself. You know what I'm saying? Is Beyonce a billionaire yet?
I'm pretty sure.
I think she might be, or might be close. She Beyonce a billionaire yet? She might be close to it.
Yeah.
But, like, Rihanna's a billionaire by herself. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to put out any music. She doesn't have to. Like, if she doesn't have to. Beyonce don't have to.
Nah.
Beyonce gets paid $24 million for one show out, and she can go fly out to Dubai. Where was that place at? It was in Dubai or something. It was someplace
Saudi.
Out there.
Is it Saudi?
Saudi, somewhere. And she got paid, like, $20 million for that show. Remember that?
Yeah. Hey.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you don't, these people don't have to. So now I think Beyonce's going to put out she's working on a hair care line.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, they see, like, they see Rihanna, Beyonce, they see their business model. They see that they don't have to, they're not rich off of music.
I mean, look at Kanye and Jay-Z.
I mean, Rihanna is an artist, like, she was introduced to us as an artist, mm-hmm. but she's a billionaire, not from music.
Nah.
Not from music.
So everything
from makeup
together.
And perfume and clothes and lingerie.
Right.
Jay-Z's a billionaire because of what? Ace of Spades. Like, everything he done. Everything he did. I don't know. I can't even name it. It's so much that Jay-Z did. It's so much. Kanye West is a billionaire from Kanye West made his money off of fashion.
Yeah. From the Yeezys. For real. Yeah. That's a lot.
So these younger artists, they're seeing it. They don't want to be doing music forever. Only, I mean, I'm not saying it's not because, and then when they say these things, I don't think, oh, they're not really passionate about music. They just da da da. No.
It's more.
Music is more, it's, you know, it's securing your legacy, your lifestyle, your family, your generation, generational wealth. It's that. And also, like, you can only imagine, like, we're on the outside and we get gossip here and there, but I'm sure the music industry on the inside is hard. It's BS. It's bullshit. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot.
That it's, like, almost not even worth it.
It's
people want to quit every other day. Doja Cat talks about quitting every other day. Like, SZA talks about quitting before.
Yeah.
Like, it took them 5 years to put out SZA's album, which is number one album. Like, it's like her song is still top five after, and then her album came out when, like, last year.
Yeah, last
early
year.
This year, some yep. shit like that. Yep. Like,
early this year. Yeah.
And her song Kill Bill is still top five on Billboard Hot 100. What? So the wait was worth it, but it took so much for her to put, for them to let her put that shit out. It's always some bullshit behind the scenes that it's just like, I can only imagine that the shit don't be worth it sometimes. It's like, it's draining. It's like, yeah, this is your talent. This is your passion. It is, mm-hmm. but it's this more, industry is just crazy. Yeah,
it's more to do too.
So it's like, if you can get rich off of selling lipstick and panties,
do it.
Cause you're Rihanna and they're going to buy it. Me. I got on Fenty right now. I bought Fenty one day and never stopped buying it.
And you feel good after that. Makes you feel good. That's what it's about. Gotta make you feel good.
So I don't blame people that say that shit. I do not blame you. Music, I don't blame you.
Music is the toughest, one of the toughest industries.
I don't blame you. It's a lot of bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, so Bebe Rexha was performing somewhere. I don't know. Somewhere, and this savage, one of her fans, someone in the crowd threw something at her. Let me see what it was. Hold on.
Savage.
For real, like these are. Let me see. Yeah. So Bebe Rexha was performing somewhere, and someone in the crowd, an audience member, threw their phone at her. The phone hit her in the eye. Mm. She had to get stitches. Her eye is fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So the fan said, I was trying to see if I could hit her with the phone at the end of the show because it would be funny. Grown-ass man.
Okay.
So she had to get stitches. Her eyes, she has a black. Look at this shit. This is the phone fucked her up. Yeah. Throwing a heavy ass iPhone full force. This is.
I like the Max hit her too. Like that.
Yeah, yeah. That shit. Look at that eye. That's crazy. Y'all are crazy. This is why people want to quit music, because of shit like this. It's not fucking worth it.
Definitely not.
And then that, and then also, like, why the fuck would you're paying to see someone. Why are you throwing things at people? Because I think Sexy Red had left her show because they were throwing shit on stage. She was like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. Fuck, you want to throw shit on stage? I remember one time, was it Coachella? Or it was some festival somewhere that Kid Cudi was performing at. They kept throwing water bottles at him. You throwing water bottles at Kid Cudi? What the fuck is your fucking problem? What the fuck is your fucking problem? First of all, you throwing things at anyone is fucked up, but you want to throw things at Kid. You are at the first Kid Cudi. I just feel like you could say what you want to say, but you know, it would be no Travis and all of them if it wasn't for no damn Kid Cudi. And I said what I said.
Oh, she's standing by.
I said what I said.
Stand by her word.
It would be no Travis Scott crooning. It would be no Migos crooning or Quavo crooning and. Even Future a little bit sometimes. If it wasn't Kid Cudi was the first, that was the. So shit. A lot of times Kid Cudi made a Kanye West song even better. A Kid Cudi. So you want to throw shit at Kid Cudi at all people? Hell no.
Okay, Kid Cudi, I'm slandering her podcast.
No, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not. Kid Cudi got some sons in the industry too. What the fuck you talking about? You want to act like, yeah, Lil Wayne got some sons in the industry, Future got some sons in the industry, but Kid Cudi damn sure got some motherfucking sons. And these, it would be no such and such without Kid Cudi. Insert any name, Ray Shrimmer, Sway Lee, that nigga. It wouldn't be none of them niggas without Kid Cudi. I don't give a fuck what you say. Them niggas sound like him.
Hey.
Period.
Oh, okay.
The Ciroc got me feeling spicy.
I know you've been spicy since you started.
But this is why niggas want to quit music. Cause like, what the fuck, you want to throw shit for no reason? What the fuck is your problem?
It's a lot of stuff, man.
I think Kid Cudi kind of low key quit music too, didn't he? Shit, yeah. I would quit too. Y'all niggas is crazy.
Everybody, almost everybody.
Can I have a tissue, please? Oh. Lastly, I'm not going to get into this too much because I don't want to be offensive. I saw this while I was on my break from recording. I guess Demi Lovato was being interviewed somewhere, I don't know. It says Demi Lovato explains why she readopted the pronouns she and her. She says them and they was too exhausting and tiresome to keep explaining to people, I guess. I don't know. So She says that she felt conflicted using a woman's bathroom, but feeling genderless internally. Lovato then went on to express that she is aware that it is important to continue spreading the word about non-binary pronouns, but she's just run herself tired. The singer did not disclose whether she will be comfortable with switching her pronouns back to they and them only. Her Instagram bio still says she, her, they, them. She said the process of changing pronouns is tiring. I constantly had to educate people explaining why I identified with those pronouns. Lovato said it was just exhausting. So she's going back to, you know, the pronoun she and her, because, like, you know, she was one of the people that said, like, you know, I'm call me they them now. Right. And this is my thing, right? I'm not going to go too far deep because I don't want to be offensive, and I'm not trying to be ignorant. But I just feel like if that's who you really are, it's not going to be exhausting. And then also, let's remember, like, you always went by she, her. You never expressed anything. And you know, and maybe you didn't want to at the time, whatever. But I just feel like when certain things become, you know, I don't want to, when certain things become like a trend of like, oh, call me this now, and everyone wants to hop on that trend, which is, I'm not trying to, you know, belittle anyone, I'm just saying trend to explain why things seem a certain way. I just feel like, you know, you saying call me they them because I don't feel like a gender, and saying that you feel conflicted by going into the women's bathroom, but then also saying you were tired of explaining yourself, so go back to she and her. Like, it's just like it's almost like and I think way back, I think I felt this way about Demi Lovato with another issue before, when, like, it comes to, like, oh, the distress of certain things, and, like, you know, it's like a trend of, like, wanting to, like, have this, like, champion for something. And it's like, if this is really you, it shouldn't be exhausting. This is who you are. You know what I'm saying? And then also, like, this little snippet of them saying, you know, she's saying that she felt conflicted when going into the women's bathroom. That's a little bit confusing to me, only because, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to be ignorant. I'm just being transparent. I just feel like I didn't understand that coming from her, because Demi Lovato, she dresses like a woman. She's very feminine in her style. She's very feminine. She wears makeup, skirts, cleavage out. She wears all these things. So how could you be conflicted into going to a woman's bathroom when your appearance is of a woman? Like I said, I'm not trying to be ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad at me. Maybe I don't understand something. I'm just expressing how I'm thinking. So, you know, feel free to explain to me, you know, in the comments or DM me, whatever. But that's how I, like, this is, like, that's weird to me that you feel like you feel conflicted when going into a woman's bathroom, when you dress, like, when you identify as a woman, basically. You're cisgendered. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. That's just.
I don't know.
That's just what I felt. Yes. So that's all for my topics today. No. Yes. Let's go into the music real quick and then we'll be done. Wow. So I said that I didn't have shit to tell them. Look, here we go. Let's right there. So real quick. Yes, Doja Cat's going on tour. I'm excited. Got my tickets real quick, real fast. Victoria Monet, she announced her album date, which is next month. Oh my gosh, in August. And I'm excited for that. She released a song called Oh My Mama, which I play every day. I love that song. Yeah. I'm really rooting for Victoria Monet. We all root for her, and she's, you know, she even acknowledged that, you know, I see you guys rooting for me, and you guys feel like I should be, you know, bigger than what I am. You know, I just really appreciate, you know, I really appreciate how you guys ride for me and stuff. You know, she really does. She really should be bigger than what she is. I don't know if it's a team issue. I don't know if it's a budget issue. I don't know if it's a label thing. And she does things independently. I feel like that's what it seems like. But you know, we're rooting for her. Hopefully, you know, she releases some tour dates too. Cause I will be trying to go there, even if she goes to, cause usually sometimes with people, if they don't have like a really, 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 really huge fan base, they do like little shows here and they're like spotty type shows, right, where like they don't come to DC, they'll go to like to Baltimore, or like, if they don't go to Baltimore, they'll go to Philly type of thing. Listen, I'm in Baltimore. If you go to Philly, I will drive up the highway real quick to go see you in Philly. I'm totally fine with doing that.
It's only hour 30.
Exactly. So I'll do that for sure if you go to Philly. But yes, so I'm excited for that. Coi Leray, her album just came out. I listened to it. And so the first few songs on the album threw me off a little bit. It's a good album. The songs are good. It threw me off a little bit because it was very poppy at first. Like, it was very, very poppy. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? But then, like, when, as the album went by, it went, you know, deep and deeper into, you know, like, you know, Her Bag and things like that. And one of my favorite songs off of Coi Leray's project is called Run It Up. I love that fucking song. Have you heard it?
Play it every day? No, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, I'll play it for you after we go with the thing. But I love that song. It's a solid album. I love it. I think Coi Leray is just trying to I see her team working this with the rollouts and things and the quality of things. I think that she's really trying to be, I think that she's gonna be around for a long time for sure. Coi Leray, she's gonna be around for a long time in my opinion. And also I feel like, you know, she's trying to just, she's really trying to lay the groundwork to become a really big star, you know, just by the song choices on the album. Like, she wants to be a mainstream, like, all around girl, and I get it. Like, I see it, like, I love it, and yes. So that's that, and that's all my music for right now. Did you have anything you wanted to discuss music-wise?
I'm trying to think who came out with some stuff.
Gunna, Young Thug.
Yeah, that was the only one. That was some other stuff. I think he said
Lil Uzi Vert put out an album last night. Yeah, I didn't listen to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no music.
Okay, anything. Cool. And then I don't really have any shows at the moment. I've been watching old shows. I've still been watching. I watched The Bear. The season two came out. I watched The Bear. I need to get into Black Mirror. That new season came out. I have to watch it. I have to set aside time for it, because Black Mirror, the episodes would be like an hour and 15 minutes. It'd be a lot.
Netflix.
Yes, it's all out right now. There's this show called From. It's like a, I think it's like a sci-fi spooky, I don't know, some type of show, I think sci-fi as in like supernatural, like murder mystery type thing. Mm. That's what I think it is. It's called From. The guy from the Best Man is in it. I forgot his name. But
Chestnut?
No, not him. The other dark skin guy with the dreads.
Okay. Oh, I know he's talking about. Yeah.
He's in it. He's the main character. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hearing good things about it. It's all on Twitter, so I'm gonna try to set aside time and watch that as well, because there's two seasons out already. I think they're on Prime. So I'm gonna try to watch that. And that's what's going on with me. Yep. There's a new movie coming out. It's an A24 movie, like an A24 production. I forgot, it's called something. I forgot what it's called, but it's a scary movie coming out by A24, and it's about like some like possessed hand or whatever, some shit like that, whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's a scary movie. It comes out later this month, and I think I might go see it. Like I said, I'm into like going to the movies by myself. This time, I don't know, the previews, I don't know, I may go because the theater has people in it, so maybe I'll feel safe because there's people around me, I don't know, but I think I'm going to go see it in the theater. I may go by myself, whatever. I'm going to try it because I love the A24 production. I love A24 movies, and A24 also did Euphoria as well. That's pretty, yeah. And then, and I love A24, and I love Blumhouse Productions. Those are some really good movies. Yes, so that's all I have.
Spider-Man, I got to see that joint.
The Spideyverse or whatever,
yeah,
you call
it? Yeah, Spideyverse. I heard it was good.
Oh.
Spideyverse.
A24 put out that movie called X, and the Pearl movie as well. A24 got some good shit.
Shout out A24.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to get on the podcast.
Yeah. A24.
Yeah.
The production people?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Anywho, that's all I have for the show, J-Rob. Do you have anything else before I hit the stop button?
This episode is sponsored by Chicken and Beer.
Oh, Chicken and Beer. I should play a Ludacris song right now.
Chicken and Ciroc. There you go.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. Bye.